This is the AI Minute, brought to you by GigaOM. I'm Byron Reese. There's a vigorous debate about when we might get an artificial general intelligence. Here are a few of the predictions. Mark Zuckerberg had this to say, quote, "So the basic human senses like seeing, hearing, language, core things that we do, I think it is possible to get to that point in the next 5 to 10 years where we have computer systems that are better than people at each of those things," close quote. Ray Kurzweil has said for some time that he predicts that computers will be as smart as humans by 2029, and by 2045 he believes they will be billions of times smarter than us. He makes these predictions based on Moore's Law, and he calls that time the singularity and suggests that it is hard for present-day humans to imagine life afterwards. Steve Wozniak, co-founder of Apple, says he used to doubt Kurzweil's predictions, but now sees it as coming true. He adds, quote, "Like people including Stephen Hawking and Elon Musk have predicted, I agree that the future is scary and very bad for people," close quotes. Bill Hibbard, author of the book Superintelligence Machines, weighs in with this, quote, "Even if my most pessimistic guess is true, it means that it's going to happen during the lifetime of people who are already born." Bill Gates sees the future unfolding as follows, quote, "First, the machines will do a lot of jobs for us and not be that super intelligent. That should be positive if we manage it well. A few decades after that, though, the intelligence is strong enough to be a concern." In 2015, the aforementioned Hawking said, quote, "Computers will overtake humans with AI at some point in the next 100 years. And finally, Andy Rubin, co-founder of Android, says that the combination of AI with quantum computing and their ability to pattern match means that, quote, "In hundreds of years, we might get to the point of this conundrum, who is the master and who is the servant," and all of that.